Welcome back to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk bowling coach Russ Greenwood. And coach, you've had got a couple meets under your belt so far. The girls and boys both got wins over Knoxville and then both lost to Sigourney Keota earlier this week. Just how have the guys and girls looked so far out there, and what's your kind of expectations for the season?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me on the Coach's Corner. Yeah, as you mentioned, we beat Knoxville and we did lose to a good Sigourney team. They're great competition. Everybody in our conference has got a lot of great bowlers that have a lot of potential to put up a lot of good scores. But as far as our gentlemen and our ladies go, we have that potential as well. We've got several gentlemen that are capable of bowling well into the mid-250s. So I'm looking forward to what we can prove later in the season when we go up against additional great competition. Ladies, we are a senior-laden team. We've got five seniors at the top, and they're all capable of bowling really good scores. Help us out a lot there.
Yeah, I mean, taking a look at the roster, as you said, five seniors out of the six that have bowled varsity so far. Julia Pollen, the leader there, has been to state before, and seems like she's kind of been your top girl for at least a couple of seasons now.
That she has, and she's got a great attitude as well, and that brings everybody else up on the team. This last competition that we had when we went up against Sigourney, she actually shot 100% in her Baker spare strike conversion percentage, and she bowled a 200 her second game in the games portion of the event. So she's definitely coming along. Started out a little slow maybe by her standards, but she definitely has the potential, and we'll see. Hopefully we can see another state qualifying event in her future.
And then tell me about some of the other seniors on the girls team that have been around here in the program for a while now.
Well, I've got a lady named Ellery Race that I have usually starting off, leading off to the ladies, and she is definitely capable of putting up good scores. She's pretty consistent. She's great with picking up her spares and her single pins. I've got another lady that is by the name of Ada White that is putting up some decent scores as well. When she's on, she gets a lot of strikes, and the pins just fly. 10 in the pit, it's not uncommon for her. Same goes with Olivia Stout. Olivia Stout is generally have her maybe in her fourth spot. I've had her be anchor a couple times for us, and she's capable of filling in for Julia in that regard as well. This last competition, she shot 70%, picking up her spare and strike conversion rates. So she's doing well as well as the rest of them. The last one I've got is Anna, and Anna is a consistent one. She just started bowling last year for us, and she's capable of putting up good scores as well for us. So.
And then so far, a freshman, Eva Smith, also on that varsity. So you go five seniors and one freshman so far. So how's Eva doing out there?
Eva's been bowling in some leagues here in the Des Moines area. So she's kind of come up through the ranks with leagues and is capable of putting up some good scores. I think her high game in practice, at least, has been in the 140s. I believe she bowled a 141 in one of the tournaments. I think it was against Knoxville. She bowled the 141. So she's capable of putting up some decent scores for us.
And then as we look at the boys' roster, quite a difference. No seniors on the boys' roster right now, but some guys that have been around, Gavin and Tanner Housley, have been with the program. Brighton Bassman had a great freshman season a year ago. Just kind of tell me the makeup of the boys' team right now and potential there.
Yeah, Mike, as you mentioned, the boys' team is fairly young by high school standards. But, again, as you mentioned, Brighton, let's start with Brighton. Brighton's the one who bowled a 279 last year for us, the highest score ever for Norwalk High School. And he's been putting up some 200s here in practice, and he shot 70% this last match for his Baker conversion rate, that's spares and strikes. And what else did he had a 208 and then kind of fell off his second game for 168, but so 81% in the individual games for his spare strike conversion. Tanner, you mentioned Tanner and Gavin Housley, the two brothers. Yeah, they're both doing extremely well. Gavin has been very consistent. He shot in the fifth frame of every single game against Sigourney. He had a strike. He's my anchor, or has been my anchor. He struck out the last Baker game for us and completed the match with an 85.5% spare strike conversion rate. So not to be outdone by Gavin, it's Tanner, his brother, his older brother, that shot an 80%. They have a nice little friendly competition with one another, but are usually pretty even keeled. They don't show a lot of excitement one way or another. So I've learned to appreciate that out of them, definitely. And Tanner shot 398 series this last match against Sigourney, and he had 90% picking up spares and conversion. So in the two-game series, he only had two opens during the series, with them finishing with a 202 and a 196. So doing well there. Now, I got one other individual you haven't seen yet. His name's Blake Halstead, and I'm hoping to get him on the team here before too long. He, again, is another individual that has done leagues here in the Des Moines area and is capable of going well. I guess he has done several Pepsi tournaments for scholarships through the leagues, and he shot a 299 here in Detroit in a practice game when he went for one of the Pepsi gold tournaments last summer. Really looking forward to getting him, if I can get him on the team.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk Bowling coach Russ Greenwood, a couple meets into the season right now. You know, you talked a little bit about Baker games. That's such an important part of a dual meet. For the girls and the boys, how are you looking in that department? Do you feel like they have a chance to really work together and get on some good roles there and, you know, maybe make some rallies in Baker games?
We definitely do. I mean, there's a lot of pins that can be made up in Baker games. I mean, you can be down by over 100 pins after the first two-game series, the first part of the match, and still yet make those up in the Baker games if you get several strikes in a row and start, you know, rolling some together, putting some good scores together. You can easily make up whatever pins that you're down in the Baker games. It's a really nice way to make up some of the pins, I guess.
And how's the schedule look for you guys this year? Is it a lot of the same teams, or have you added some new meets?
This year, it looks like we've got a lot of the same teams that we've had in previous years. So most of our conference schedule, we've not added anything new yet this year. So we've got a couple of the upcoming ones. Our next meet is against Bondurant Farrar. That'll be on their home house, or at their home house. Then we have a bye week coming up. It's early in the season for us. And we follow that up with a match against Newton at our home house, which Newton's always tough. They've got a perennial team that they've got the youth programs that kind of filter into the program for them. We follow that up with a match against Gilbert, which Gilbert bowls out of Ames, perfect games, I believe, at Ames. And they've been strong the last several years. Same with Oskaloosa. We go down and meet them in early January. That's always a tough competition for us. So.
And then as you look ahead long-term for the season, you mentioned Julia. You'd like to get her back to the state meet this year. There's some other individuals that could possibly make a state meet run. And then how do the teams look as far as how good they could be to compete for that type of a run later in the year?
Well, I've always told everybody that there's always a possibility, because all it takes is one day. If you're on in one day, you can put several good games together and you can make state. You can qualify for state. So I'm not putting it past anybody on my team to be able to qualify for state. They're all capable of it. Just got to string some together. I'm really encouraged by the team that I've got. You know, we mentioned the seniors that I've got on the ladies team. I've seen in practice every single one of them bowl well and well enough to make state. So I know that they can do it. Again, just stringing it together. And then as far as the boys, I know several of the boys they've already proven in practice that they can shoot in the mid 260s or 250s, 260s. So I know that they string some of those games together as well. They can make it.
All right. That's been Norwalk Bowling Coach Russ Greenwood here early in the season on Coach's Corner. Coach, thanks for your time. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.